Good Friday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for inviting me into your homes as we share a few moments and reading God's beautiful word together. Today we're finishing up the week with 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Here the Apostle Paul defends himself and his work against ongoing attacks made by his critics and the church in Corinth. Some claim that his letters are harsh, but that in person he's just weak. Well, his hope is that the faith of people will grow, and he concludes by admonishing the Corinthians to boast only about what God has done. And God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. I, Paul, make a personal appeal to you. I, who am said to be meek and mild when I am with you, but harsh with you when I am away. By the gentleness and kindness of Christ, I beg you not to force me to be harsh when I come. For I am sure I can deal harshly with those who say that we act from worldly motives. It is true that we live in the world, but we do not fight from worldly motives. The weapons we use in our fight are not the world's weapons, but God's powerful weapons, which we use to destroy strongholds. We destroy false arguments. We pull down every proud obstacle that is raised against the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive and make it obey Christ. And after you have proved your complete loyalty, we will be ready to punish any act of disloyalty. You are looking at the outward appearance of things. Are there some there who reckon themselves to belong to Christ? Well, let them think again about themselves, because we belong to Christ just as much as they do. For I am not ashamed, even if I boasted somewhat too much about the authority that the Lord has given us, authority to build you up, not to tear you down. I do not want it to appear that I'm trying to frighten you with my letters. Someone will say, well, Paul's letters are severe and strong. But when he is with us in person, he is weak and his words are nothing. Such a person must understand that there is no difference between what we write in our letters and when we are away and what we will do when we are with you. Of course, we would not dare classify ourselves or compare ourselves with those who rate themselves so highly. How stupid they are. They make up their own standards to measure themselves by, and they judge themselves by their own standards. As for us, however, our boasting will not go beyond certain limits. It will stay within the limits of the work which God has set for us, and this includes our work among you. And since you are within those limits, we were not going beyond them when we came to you, bringing the good news about Christ. So we do not boast about the work that others have done beyond the limits that God has set for us. Instead, we hope that your faith may grow and that we may be able to do a much greater work among you, always within the limits God has set. Then we can preach the good news in other countries beyond you and will not have to boast about the work already done in somebody else's field. But as the scripture says, whoever wants to boast must boast about what the Lord has done. For it is when the Lord thinks well of us that we are really approved and not when we think well of ourselves. Well, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18, where Paul writes, It is when the Lord thinks well of us that we are really approved, and not when we think well of ourselves. You know, beloved, you had so many people that hated Paul, hated the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, wanted to enact legalism, Jewish legalism, on the early Christian church, telling Christian believers that they had to become Jews and be circumcised and observe all of the things that, you know, the Jewish religion commanded. And Paul is just simply trying to present the pure, simple life in Jesus Christ. And these people are just adding so much confusion, so much works to the perfect grace that God has already provided. And of course that made Paul angry. These people harassed Paul all of his ministry, all of his life, trying to bring people back under the bondage of religious works, works that Jesus died to make us free. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, empower me with the weapons of the Spirit in order to destroy false arguments and spread the true knowledge of your love and salvation. May I boast today of what you have done. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Join me next Monday when we will be studying 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul warns the Corinthians about these false apostles. However, I do hope to see you before Monday. Hopefully, we'll meet together in the chapel, and we'll be able to share face-to-face what God is doing and showing us in His Word. But whether we can join you in person in church, or if you can join us over Facebook or Zoom, whatever the case may be, we look forward to seeing you next time and sharing the goodness of God's Word with you all. God bless you all is my prayer.